Let's see if David is here. All right, I think David is here with us.
For holding. Yeah, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Charlene?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Charlene. I appreciate you for asking. So, my name is David. I'm the director in charge of local slash the area pricing here. Let's see what we have in store for you. Now, have you done with personal touch, essential cleaning?
Yes, sir.
All righty. It's a listing pulled here. See what I can do for you. All right, so it looks like this listing does have up to 50 miles. Okay, that's 50, where we can ensure that first page placement if you're willing to cover the entire area and cover, claim the territory, right? Now, let's see here. With that being said, how most of your customers being able to find you right now?
They've been able to find me through the Better Business Bureau, word of mouth, Angie's List, Home Advisory, Handy.
Okay. So you've been using the Home Advisor by Angie's, and how do you like that program?
It's fine because I end up getting the client for whatever their price is, because I don't know what they charge. I know I probably do, but it's one of those, I was just talking to my tax person because they was like, wait a minute, Angie's List Home Advisory, they're all in one company. I said, yes, they are. And she says, okay. So they're charging a fee, but you don't see the fee. I said, yeah, because they're charging the customer. And then they put a payout, and she said, yeah, but I wonder how much they're charging the customer because they're not the ones that's doing the work. They're just doing a search. And I said, yeah, that's what I know. I said, nobody knows until the customer tells us. So I'm my own contract. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't, because my thing is there's a lot of people that pay them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though they're under investigation too right now as we speak. They said they've been under investigation for the last 5 or 6 years. I'm like, wow. I didn't even know they go all the way to Colorado. They go to Texas. They're, people are actually.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, so Home Advisor, my Angie's List, yeah, they are directory, right? Basically, their website on the internet. They're also one of Google's biggest customers, right? Now, here's the deal. Here's what they do. What they do is they'll buy a percentage of your keywords in the area. So whenever anybody does a search, their ad shows up on that front page. Now, it's down at the bottom of the page. So what you get there is a lot of the price shoppers, a lot of the price hagglers, things like that, right? Now, what they'll do is they'll resell those phone numbers to 8 businesses in the area. So that way they can obviously get their return on investment for what they paid for those leads and then make some money. Right? So
this is how you sign up. When you sign up sign up to their website, it don't cost you nothing, but some people actually pay because they get a direct hey, I had figured some. I've been studying them for some years now, so I figure them out. I figure out who they target. Walmart is one of their contractors now, Walmart, and I think Lowe's. I think it's Home Depot. I forgot what the other one is. So you'll get folks. Now, what you're saying is absolutely true because some of the clients, I'll see something stated and it'll be noted. Well, this is from Walmart. And then at the same time, it's like they try to get two things. You need a home service, but also you need somebody to open up the packaging that came from Walmart and set it up like a children's room or a kitchen or something like that. So that's another fee. I have nothing to do with that, but it does come on my listing page. So I get to pick out my clients and where I want to go. So from what I understand, they do take out, which is two different fees, because I have to pay Apple just for carrying the money over and then the service fee. just for third party. So you pay Stripe and you end up paying Apple.
A service fee?
Yeah, yeah. Stripe charges you. I just realized that now that Stripe charges. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And then
now, do you accept so you're accepting Apple. How about like Venmo, you know, PayPal, those other types of services? And here's why I ask. So, and I'm just going to put it together for you already, right? Because there's a lot of things here that I can do to help and solve those problems that you're having, right? We're going to do it directly with Google, with your business and Google, okay? So here's what I'm going to offer you. What I'm going to recommend is going to be Google Verified, okay? Now, Google Verified is the number one pay-per-lead program that's literally in our country right now, okay? With Google, you'll get your leads for the home cleaner vertical at $43 for a pre-qualified exclusive lead that you only pay for when you actually gain the appointment with the client, okay? So you're not charged for the phone call. You're not charged for a phone number. You're going to be able to speak with this client because they call you directly. Now, in the event it is a job that you're willing to accept, at the same time, it's a job that the client agrees on and you do successfully gain the appointment, it would be for $43. For a well-qualified lead from Google. If your business is placed at the very top of every page, you'll be listed on Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Siri, and Alexa. Okay? We'll host an organic listing for you in Yelp, and I'll even put together a website for you. It'll be up within the first 7 to 14 days.
I would tell everybody don't do Yelp. So many people are complaining about Yelp, and I don't like Yelp because, first of all, Yelp never returned my money. They robbed me of $120-something within a conversational call just like me and you talking about right now, right? So they set me up. They said you wouldn't be charged anything until you get your first client, right? Never got a first client because we're still in the honeymoon part. Where somebody's going to call you in 24 hours on this particular day, which was one of the dispatch from them. They're setting up my email, all that jazz going on and all of that jazz, right? So, and they say when you get your first 10 calls, which I never did, we never got officially set up, but then you charge me. And I'm like, well, what's that for? There's like too many people they have me talking to, but nobody doesn't want to address the elephant in the room at all. So I said, you know what? I'm not dealing. I told them, I said, this is why I did not want to sign up with, because I heard that you guys do stuff like this. And I gave it a chance. I gave it a chance because maybe Yelp maybe work for some people, but it didn't work for me because your first impression is what? It's going to be your last.
It was it.
So for you to take something from me and then say, well, we've been calling you. The point is you're calling me, not the customer. They don't even know who I am through your site. But then I'm hearing other people. I happened to go to Facebook, and it was a girl that I knew. And she was crying and screaming how Yelp was taking money from her account, but she hasn't received anything. And they started out just so I told her what my situation. She was like, that's what I'm saying. They try to help you set up. They give you a counselor that's supposed to call you. They're supposed to have you set up. And I said, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, people call you. But the people were calling that. They had all different accents, and as they're calling, they're like, well, we want to get your business, but you say you're calling from Yelp. Oh, yes, but we've already set up stuff. It was a circus. It was like for 2.5 weeks. I was done. I was like, I can't do this. And so I'm very skeptical about stuff like this.
Gotcha.
Okay, of course you. I lost a lot of money behind stuff. I even paid for commercials to be done. Never heard the commercial, but I paid out $600, and it started the day once we had that earthquake. Remember when we had that earthquake the year before? We had the earthquake here, right? And so I get a call. They said they got my number from the Better Business Bureau. I had to end up calling Better Business Bureau, and they were like, there is a lot of scams. There's a lot of people that use us. A lot of people use us. And it's hard to pinpoint who you're talking about. And I said, well, here's their information. Because you know what? I feel like I should not be paying for anything. I didn't hear the commercial. You said it's done in Albany. The radio station was in Albany. They were new. And that everybody told them what I'm saying to the radio. They made a mistake on my name. I had to correct that, and it was less than 24 hours. They was like, well, we got to run. You knew you made a mistake. So, and I still don't hear anything about my business. So it was supposed to be a three-day run. That's what they said. So now they didn't charge me. Then they started charging me after 3 days, after they said, but no one heard it. I asked so many people on Orb. I know Orb. And they was like, we didn't hear your we didn't hear it. What are they talking about? So now you got this money from some paying you an installment. Then I stopped paying because there's no need for me to be paying. Oh, you owe us $109 because of what? Because we're doing the service fees.
Yeah, so that's difficult right now. When I said Yelp, you don't have to worry, right? Because it's not any type of pay-per-lead program or anything like that. Basically, it's an organic listing that we'll keep updated. That way, if anybody's searching in there, at least your business is able to be found. I normally recommend Yelps to my restaurants, my new restaurants that are opening locations. They need foot traffic, and you know we'll help them with optimization and geofencing. And then I'd recommend Yelp because Yelp is like a restaurant type of directory, right? But as far as our businesses, I mean, you'll have an active listing in there where at least you're able to be found, right? Your information, and it'll also be tagged in with the keywords. So, I mean, it can help there. I mean, especially if it's at no extra cost, right? Now, basically what we'd be looking at here is a recurring rate of $249 a month. Okay. That's going to include everything for you. Now, you're going to have the option here. If you would like to go flat rate, you would have no pay per lead or pay per call option, right? So basically, what you'd be looking at is $249, go once a month for that amount with everything included. Now, that's not going to be per job or per call. So if you concrete 10, 15 jobs with service within a month, by all means, right? That's what we're here to do, create that return on investment for you. Now, there is no long-term contracts. Everything's set month to month. There is a 90-day verbal agreement that we ask for, right? Now, is that something that would fit the business for you? Charlene, you still with me, Miss Charlene? Charlene?